Hi, my name is Adam Lyons, and welcome to my very first podcast, The Power of Joy, where I will be asking the question that is, what brings you joy in this crazy ride we call life? Finding the joy within yourself and what surrounds you every single day is a very powerful tool that can possibly help transform your life. Join me on a journey into some deep, funny, calming, captivating and beautiful conversations, and discover that by simply choosing joy can in fact lead you to a much happier and content life. So as this is the first episode, I'm not joined by any guests today, but I will be, and I'm so excited to hear different people's backgrounds, stories, and find out what brings them joy. Like, it's going to be so cool, so uplifting, inspiring. Yeah, I'm just so excited to dig into this series. But for now, I just want to give you a brief introduction to who the hell I am. My name is Adam. I'm 31 years old and I was born and bred in Liverpool. And I moved to London, where I live now, when I was 18 to go to theatre school. And since then, I've had a varied career in the arts, in the industry. I started off dancing for singers, doing tours, done a few musicals. And right now I'm in Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical at the Shaftesbury Theatre in the West End. So my life has been cray cray. But by that, I mean cray cray in a good way. I've had so many surreal, amazing experiences in my career and my life, which brings me to the reason why I'm doing this podcast right now. So where does this all begin? I'm going to go right the way back to when I was a child. I feel like I have always been such a positive person, and I've always seen the good in everybody as much as I possibly can. Even if they're an absolute asshole, I try and see the good. Such as the school bully, I always was programmed to think, but why is that person a bully? What have they been through? Why are they doing this? That was just, my brain was instantly, it just wasn't defeated by bad. It always saw the good. I think I was just born into this world grateful. I practice gratitude every day, and I think I always have. I always used to be thankful for every single thing, whether it be, oh, it's sausage and mash night tonight as a child. Like, we used to have set nights for dinners, and I'd look forward to my favourite meals. I'd look forward to seeing my favourite person, my favourite people at school. And I surrounded myself with like-minded people, which brings me to the point of, you are who you surround yourself with. And I've always had uplifting, positive people in my life. And I've been through some difficult, challenging times, like we all have. But it's how you come out on the other side of it and the things you learn in life and the tools you pick up which help you get through and the people who help you get through. And one thing what I have relied on, learned, practiced, and it is now ingrained in my soul so naturally, which I absolutely adore, is the word joy. Now, the word joy refers to the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, and is typically associated with feelings of intense, long-lasting happiness. And may I highlight long-lasting? This is why I love it. Joy is the emotion of pleasure and happiness, and it can be the very thing that delights you, such as you might find great joy in learning new vocabulary, or going for a walk with your dog, grabbing a coffee. These are all the things what I adore. So obviously I've found the joy my entire life in lots of different things which I love, such as dancing, singing, you know, all the things which make me who I am. But I guess it really took off for me a couple of years ago. I was on tour with Anton de Beck doing a Strictly Come Dancing show, and I was with some of my best friends on the job, which brings me the ultimate joy. That just makes any job complete when you're working with your best friends. But anyway, I noticed that I was always saying, oh gosh, I feel exhausted, or oh God, I'm so tired. And then you would just feel it. And during the show, I'd feel so heavy and just be like, why am I always so tired? Well, it's because I was saying it out loud. And I feel like this is going into the realm of manifestation and the law of attraction and what you put out in the universe now. When you say something, you believe it when you say something too much, you believe it. So I was saying I'm exhausted. So I believed I was always exhausted, but really, was I? Or was it just the fact that I was putting it out there into the world? So one day, my friend Luke pulled me up on it, like good friends do, and was like, you need to stop saying you're exhausted. And I noticed in rehearsals, we've been saying the word joy a little bit more because we've been doing such fun choreography and we've been having such a good time. I think this was like the first tour back after lockdown because obviously our lives and the industry especially, it was on hold. So we were buzzing to be back in the rehearsal room, vibing around, having a laugh. And we were like, oh, that was so joyous. And I think we were doing like a routine from West Side Story. And we came off and was just like, that was such a joy. And like, we just kept saying it. And we were all delighted. We were all on cloud nine, like having the best time. And we were saying the word joy. So I remember one day, my friend Luke, as good friends do, pulled me up and was like, you're saying you're exhausted. Like, say something else. Because I have this tendency to say words which I love or sentences which just stick with me. I say it over and over again if it makes me feel good and if it has an impact. It's just the way I am. So instead of saying I'm exhausted, I was just like, joy. I was like, it's a joy. And suddenly, this was when my life changed. You know, being a performer, you go through some really testing times. And there was a period for me where I was auditioning for musicals and I just wasn't getting the role. I wasn't getting cast. And I was like, why? And it went on for so long. And I got myself into a little bit of a downward spiral of thinking I wasn't good enough and in that awful mindset, which I never want to be in again. But then since finding this tool of joy, my whole life changed. My whole world opened up and I got my dream role in Mrs. Doubtfire in the West End. I was finally where I wanted to be. And everything in so many different aspects, in my relationships, my personal life, financially, physically, mentally, everything really just came together for me after switching the simplest thing of changing a word around from being exhausted to joy. And I just want this to hopefully inspire people out there to maybe try this, try a little something. Maybe if it's not this exact thing, if you don't want to be like joy, just try something else, that shift of a mindset, and see if it works for you. Because I walked into my audition for Mrs. Doubtfire as a completely different person to how I would usually go into an audition room in the past. After having such a dry spell and not really believing in myself, I walked in believing in myself and then the whole world opened up for me. And hey, I'm not saying that this can definitely work for every situation, every scenario, every person, but it's just a practice. Practice what you preach. Believe in yourself and just find the joy as much as you possibly can every day. And you will see a change. So Mrs. Doubtfire comes along. We go to Manchester before it goes to London. But at that point, we weren't even 100% sure it was going to London. Obviously, that was the plan, but we hadn't been given a set date or anything like that. We were contracted originally for Manchester, soon to be followed by London. So we're there. We have the most joyous time. Obviously, I'm surrounded by a family of gorgeous people who absolutely love spreading the joy with me. Do you know, in warm-up every day, we go into a circle and we jump and we high-five each other and say the word joy a couple of times just to get that morale going and to just remember every day as we may come in tired and people might have gone through a lot of different personal things in the day, but we come in and we come together and just that's our remembrance of, come on, joy. Let's share this joy with the people in the audience who have come tonight. They need it. We need it. Let's all come together. And I absolutely adore that. So it's so cool that like I'm in a cast of so many like-minded people because 8 shows a week is tough and especially for a year. So it's important to have these moments, which I absolutely cherish before each show. So when we were in Manchester, everyone used to question, oh, are we going to be going into London? Is it happening? And I never questioned it for a second because I just knew and I just believed so much in the show, the talent on stage. I just thought, this is a joy and we're going to continue to spread this joy. It's not going to stop. And I manifested it. We all did. And it happened. And even now, there's advertisements of Mrs. Doubtfire posters everywhere saying, "A complete joy." Literally outside the Shaftesbury Theatre, "A complete joy." You just can't write it. And I love having conversations with this with my peers in the dressing room. We talk about it all the time. I'm like, can you actually believe we're here? So I am so excited for this series and to talk from people from all different walks of life. Not only in the performing arts industry, we'll have some celebrities, we'll have people from the fitness world, people who have so many different careers and so many things to talk about and how they find the joy in their everyday life. I hope wherever you are in the world and whatever you are doing today, you find a little bit of joy in something you are doing. Just look a little closer, dig a little deeper, and you will find the joy in life.